good day, everyone, everywhere, and special greetings to all those seated in heavenly places in Jesus, our Messiah. The name of this broadcast is Cross the Border, and this is our weekly live prophecy reality edition. Yes, it is Wednesday again already. It seems every time I turn around, it's Wednesday or Sunday or a day that I have to do something. The weeks just fly by. The older I get, the faster they go, it seems. Well, let's start with our scripture verse. I put it there in the chat room for everyone. Prove all things. Wow, that's a big order. Prove all things. Of course, we have to take that in context in the chapter. And I suggest everyone open up their Bible to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and read the whole chapter when you have time. We want to get everything in context. But prove all things, hold fast that which is good, abstain from all appearance of evil, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. Yes, he will keep you blameless till he comes. Amen. I'll take that. Yeah, that's the prescription that I like, that I adhere to. Well, good day everyone that's joining me in the chat room here. What are we going to do today? Let's see, we're going to take a look at some articles, talk about things we haven't talked about the rest of the week. The rest of the week I've been going through my Audible version on James A. Wiley's The History of the Waldenses. So we got two more days, Thursday and Friday, to do that. There were 17 parts to that series, but I'm only putting 16 on, so to fit them all in a week, you know, because each part takes about a half hour average. So make sure you check in the rest of the week for that, or they are being archived on my YouTube channel, my Prophecy Reality YouTube channel, so you can check that out there if you want to listen to them later. Okay, and let's see. My first article here is The Hive. And let's see, the real news of the month. Oh yeah, 20 years ago, I was struck by the way various sorts of political progressives, that is communists, socialists, liberals, civil libertarians, moderates, pragmatists, all spontaneously cooperated with each other. It wasn't a conspiracy, this author says. There was obviously no central direction. But the pattern was too clear to be denied. And he noticed a pattern. And it's kind of like, that's what you see. Like, I listen to David Knight in the afternoon, love his news commentary and analysis, and how honest he is, and I believe him to be a true Christian believer, but he kind of believes the same thing. There's this hive mentality going on, but there's no central direction, he says. No obvious central direction to the hive mind. Yeah, well, we can look at it as lockstep, how all of these people are working in lockstep, the hive mind. You see it when you go out in the street or into the grocery store and 90% of the people or 99% of the people have masks on. Now, that's the hive mind, but he says there's no obvious, and he says there was obviously no central direction. And that's true. There is no obvious central direction. But the pattern was too clear to be denied, he said. The word left was a dead metaphor. It said nothing interesting about the people referred to. So I used a metaphor of an insect hive, which captured the way such people moved in harmony and communicated with each other. And this author of this article goes on to tell us about how a beehive works, and they, you know, but there seems to be no central. But there is, even in the hive, there is a center, a central direction, and that is the queen bee. Yeah, everything revolves around the queen bee. When the queen bee dies, everything revolves around the queen bee's death and the replacement of the queen bee. Does it sound familiar to you? Yeah, we're talking about the Antichrist, and the queen bee would be the mother of harlots. You know, the hive would be, you know, headed by the mother of harlots. And yes, I'm talking about there where the Antichrist has his seat in the world, the seat of the man of sin, the Antichrist, the anti-Christian church, because that's what it's all about. And the great apostasy, the greatest apostasy that has ever risen up in the world, and that the greatest apostasy that still exists today, still, and greater than ever, greater than it was in history. Yeah, that great apostasy has only grown greater. And, of course, we're talking about the great apostasy, the Antichrist church, the one with the transubstantiation, they worship the wafer, and they like their Savior nailed to the cross. They want to leave him there because that way they get their power from their artificial sacrifice. Yeah. But so that's the center, and that's what is missing from a lot of people's work that they're doing, like David Knight. And you go, why do you have him on your network? Well, because I like his news and his analysis, and I think it's about as honest as you're going to get from the world that does not recognize the Antichrist. And I don't know if he's ever considered, or which I don't believe that most of the church even has considered who the Antichrist. They bought into the lie, yeah. The Counter-Reformation lie, the left-behind scenario with its three raptures, and they've chosen one of them. The most popular choice in multiple-choice prophecy, of course, is the pre-tribulation rapture. You know, there's a hive mind in Christianity, too, it seems, and it has the same center as all this other hive mentality that you have going on out here in the world, the same center. And she learned her lessons from history very well. I want to thank everyone for showing up for the broadcast. Let me check the chat room here. Hey, we got a few people in here today. Good to see you all. Comments, questions, join the conversation. I'll be checking the chat room at firstamendmentradio.net. I put a link in over there at DLive. If you're listening to us on DLive, you'll see a link there in that chat room. Let's see, is there a link? Oh, yeah, it says www.far.com/chat. So if you look up there, let's see, don't have any. I have three viewers over there on DLive, so not a whole lot of people. But you can come over to the other chat room where I'm paying most of my attention, because there's also a chat room on YouTube. So there's some people listening directly on YouTube, and if you want me to see your chats, come on over to the chat room at firstamendmentradio.net. There's a window to watch there in the right-hand column. You don't need to blow my face up, but just a little screen in the right-hand column on that page where you can see the live stream video with my studio cam on there, but join everyone else there in the chat room. It's nice to get all of the chats in one place, okay? So thank you for that if you can do that. And if you can't join us in the chat room, just keep listening on Prophecy Reality News app or however you're listening on our mobile page at firstamendmentradio.net. Okay, we were talking about the hive mind and everything working in lockstep. And I was going somewhere with that, but got off of it there for a minute. Let's see. Going back to the hive mind. Members of the progressive hive likewise act on their own instincts, says this author, and have their own code of communication. They feel free, but they are also predictable. Liberals laugh at conspiracy theories that assume that because there's a pattern, there must be some central control, But the fact is that there is no central control doesn't mean that there is no pattern. So again, most people miss it. They miss that there is a central control. And this is because the Antichrist, who I was talking about, I'm writing a new book. And it's an exposition. It's an apocalyptic exposition of the Revelation. Okay, if you understand the difference there, it's rather than a complete exposition of the book of Revelation. It'll be mostly complete because I'm not doing a complete exposition on the epistles, except as they may have a few apocalyptic phrases and words in them that are important when interpreting the apocalyptic portions of the Revelations. I want to thank you all that are praying for me, because I've asked for prayer for that book before. It's coming along. I'm at chapter 6. There are 22 chapters. I have an introduction, which is really chapter 1, but since I wanted to name each chapter after each of the 22 chapters of the book of Revelation, that's how it's working out. And I think I'm almost at the end of chapter 6. Chapter 6 is, of course, the seals. So that's all apocalyptic, so it's taking time to get through the seals. But what I'm doing is I'm searching for the best expositions out there from history that I can find, unless we have a new exposition that doesn't show up in history. But I haven't got to that part of the book yet. We're still deep in history. I've completed the four horsemen of the apocalypse, which are the first four seals, and of course the fifth seal moves us on to the next epoch or era of history in the Revelation. So I'm finding the best, and I'm doing a paraphrase of the best I can find for each apocalyptic symbol or portion of the scripture, and trying to get it down to so where people can read it and understand what's going on precisely without a whole lot of details and in-depth analysis. But I do footnote everything, so you'll know where to go for in-depth analysis and where I'm getting my information from, unless I'm getting it directly from the Holy Spirit or it's been revealed to me otherwise. But whatever way, you'll know what's going on. So anyway, thank you for that, your prayer on that. Hope to get that done, well, I guess by the end of the year, maybe. What is it? Yeah, maybe by the end of the summer, probably about September. Could be easily done at the rate I'm going through the book. So anyway, thank you all for your prayers on that. And speaking of the hive mind, going back to, there was a central government that ruled, the Antichrist ruled this mother of harlots with the seat of the Antichrist, the man of sin. The center of what we see the hive mind working in the world today used to work overtly in the world for 1260 years. But she has learned to work a new way in the world since. And the scripture plainly tells us, as in cryptic language, the Revelation tells us that people will marvel when they see the beast that was and is not, yet is. See, there's an enigma. That's apocalyptic speech there. That's very cryptic for most people, and they just wouldn't know what that means. But, you know, when you go through the history and you dive in deep, as I am doing, it becomes quite clear that it was, and okay, well, here's the was part, because Scripture tells us it was for 1260 years. It overtly ruled the world. It got ascendancy over the saints. It murdered it. It shed the blood of the martyrs and the saints of Jesus, the professors of Christ, the true professors of Christ, because she is the Antichrist and she was the Antichrist church, and she wielded the temporal rule over the old world for 1260 years and murdered hundreds of millions of true Bible believers and anyone else that would not go along, even adherents of her own doctrine. Because if someone had a soft heart and had mercy on their Protestant brethren that were being hounded and persecuted and murdered, you know, kind of like maybe some Christians did in Germany, had a soft heart and had mercy toward the what was happening to the Jewish people. And so they would suffer the same, this as those they were trying to protect. They would suffer the same punishment as them for trying to protect them. And you see this, you have people that are part of the apostate church today, and they have soft hearts. And, you know, they have life, they have ministries for life of the unborn and things like that. Or they're rebelling against what the new black-white pope is doing. Because we have the black pope, and then we have the white pope. You know, we have these two popes out there. But they're both black popes now. But one is the head of the black order, the Jesuits, the shadow government that rules the world. And the other is out there for the world to see. He's the front man. But he's a Jesuit too. So you've got these fundamental Catholics that are objecting to the things that are coming out of the mouth of the new papacy, you know, the front pope out there. Yeah. And these people have soft hearts. So what do we have to say to those people that have soft hearts? Well, we have to say what the scripture says to them. We show them in the scripture, say, you know what? The Bible tells us about the Catholic Church and said that there would be good people, and you have a soft heart. You might be one of these good people that God is speaking to in the Catholic Church, the great apostasy. See, because you're identifying now. They're identifying that the head of their church is apostate, and they don't like it. But many of them are still clinging to apostate doctrine and idolatry at the same time. Some will let go of it if they are preached the true gospel, and some will not. Yeah. So that's the mystery. It was 1260 years, had an overt reign. That's the was, is not. Yeah, I don't see it anymore. Nobody recognizes it. You tell people what I'm telling you now, and they scoff at you. If you tell anyone out there in the world, out there that has no knowledge of what's going on, or especially the non-Christians, well, they'll accuse you of conspiracy theory. That's a bad thing today, to believe in conspiracy theories. So if they can label you with that, then they can scoff at you and just dismiss everything you say. And then, unfortunately, most of the church, because they have, with their hive mind, gone after the Counter-Reformation eschatology and the abandonment and of history, of our own Protestant history, and bought into that lie that they can't know who the Antichrist is until the rapture happens. Then they won't know anyway, because they won't be here. Yeah. You buying that? No, you're not. Okay. Let me check this out. Check out the chat room. The fact, Hun. Yes. Greetings to you too. First time watching. Good stuff. Yes, good day to you. And comments, questions, I'll check the chat room once in a while here to make sure that I don't miss anything. Sometimes the conversation moves a little fast in the chat room. So, the fact hunter. Thank you that. Yeah, we have a limit of 10 characters in the chat room. So you might want to go fact hunter. Shorten it a little bit. Okay, so anyway, comments, questions, put them there in the chat room. I'll check them out. I only allow one caller, and that is the ghost caller who says nothing. No, I'm just kidding. There is a phone number. If anyone wants to call in, I'll check the phone. Yeah, if it starts to ring there. Okay, let's see. Our next article here I'm looking at is Face Mask, Money, State, and Human Stupidity. It's summer, The heat on the streets of San Paulo is over 90 degrees Fahrenheit. Without a facial mask, it's hard enough to breathe. Nevertheless, 98% of the people are wearing face masks, face diapers. Yeah, I like that. We got that from, what's his name? Eric Peters Auto, I guess, there with... yeah, I did ask for phones, didn't I? Your name and where you're calling from, you're on the air. See? Told you, only my ghost caller is allowed to call in and disrupt my program. But anyway, nevertheless, 98% of the people are wearing face diapers. This guy says, I do a mental accounting of this percentage every day. I don't get out every day. I just really hate going out now. I hate the new dystopia. It's not the new normal. It will never be normal. It is the new dystopia. You know. I liked my dystopia on the television. Yeah. In the movies, yes. I love the dystopian movies, you know, for the most part. And some of them are hard to take, but, you know, like The Walking Dead. You know, very engaging, great writing. I never want to see it on the street. You know, I never want to have to go to the store and fight off The Walking Dead. But it's kind of like that now. You have to fight off The Walking Dead. They have their face masks on, and they're scared of everything. You know, how do we give them hope? By wearing a mask and going out there and mumbling at them, you know, trying to mumble the gospel to them. I don't know, because then I'm carrying on a fallacy. And if I buy into the fallacy, how can I sell them the truth when I look like I bought into the fallacy? I mean, the first question I want to ask all these people is how long? How long do we need to wear the mask? Forever? I mean, you know, I'm an old man. If I'm lucky, I'll live another 20 years, and if I'm extra more blessed and the Lord is with me, you know, I might last until He comes. Yeah, until 2055. That's about when the seventh millennium begins. And for the new people out there, you can go to my website at crosstheborder.org, and or nicholasarthur.wordpress.com. And check out my posting there. What is it called? What year is it? That's right. And we find a timeline in the scripture up until about, you know, the time of Christ, because we follow the scripture from Adam through the genealogies. And then there is a timeline through the scripture leading up through the 70 weeks prophecy to the appearance of Jesus. So we have a sure timeline there. And then we jump off to the Roman calendar, and we go with that until today. And that means that about 2055 will be the beginning of the seventh millennium. We'll talk a little bit more about that when I get back from these messages. You're listening to Cross the Border, a live prophecy reality edition. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go anywhere.
Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust, I will not be afraid. Behold, God is my strength.
Hear it first on FirstAmendmentRadio.com and FirstAmendmentRadio.net.
The book of Revelation says, the spirit of prophecy is the testimony of Jesus Christ. This is at the very heart of FirstAmendmentRadio.com. In that spirit, we have created the Prophecy Reality News app for all of your mobile devices, streaming First Amendment Radio 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Available for your Apple, Android device, and smartphone, absolutely free. Get the Prophecy Reality News app installed today. so you can listen to First Amendment Radio wherever you are. The Prophecy Reality News app. Get it now.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
The program you are listening to is 100% sponsored by you, the listener, on this First Amendment Rights Media channel. You will notice that there are few commercials on this radio network. There's a good reason for that. Corporate advertising dollars come with strings that limit program content. So without your help, these programs cannot continue on satellite, internet, or our several affiliates. If you benefit by the educational law programs, we ask you to give. If you are admonished or nurtured by the Bible and ministry programs, we ask you to give. If some voice a cause that you are passionate about, we ask you to give. If you believe in any of these, we ask you to support them as you would a missionary on a continual basis, as if giving a tithe for missionary radio. These programs are not commercially viable and must be supported by those faithful to the cause of truth. Look for the button to sponsor your favorite programs at our listen and schedule pages on the internet. We will also give you unlimited archive access to all of our programs. We're asking you to give much less than a tithe so that you may also send support directly to a particular program host, cause, and anywhere else the Spirit may lead you. Do all to the glory of our God and Creator, for His holy nation, the only kingdom that will last forever. Thank you for listening.
Welcome back. You're listening to Across the Border, a live prophecy reality edition. The rest of the week, we are going through the history of the Waldenses. Make sure you check that out. And we have those archived so you can you don't have to have missed anything in that history. And we'll finish that up Friday. Let's see, before we left, I put a link in the chat room there to my website, and that what year is it posting. Make sure you check that out and go through the whole thing. Hopefully you'll understand it. And if you haven't subscribed to my blog or press the follow button there, make sure you do that and you'll get a notification whenever I'm going to go live on the air, which is every Wednesday usually, or whenever I post something, which is not very often, at tops once or twice a week. Okay, yes, we were talking about the hive mind and going out into public and central control has mandated that everyone wears a mask, right? Because it's a sign of compliance, it's a sign of submission, and they want you to submit. So when you go into the public place and you don't wear your mask, because I never will put on a mask, and unless they ask me, and I might, you know, because some places are very strict, and if I need to buy something in a place, you know, as much as I hate it, I'll put it on under protest. But there are questions you can ask people, and strike up conversations, because I don't think anyone really, really deep down wants to wear the mask. But the thing is, ask the question is, how long are we going to wear the mask? Am I going to have to wear the mask till kingdom come for another 35 years? You know? And the question is, why? You know, if we're so afraid to die suddenly over a virus that has an overall 99.27, and I got that from the CDC website, okay, a 99.27% chance of survival if you get the virus. And it's unlikely you'll get the virus. Yeah. And if you get the virus, you likely won't even know you have it, if you can get it. And I don't know how that all works, but, you know, but I do say one thing, you know, all those asymptomatic carriers out there, I want to get the virus from them, because I want to be asymptomatic too, because it's the symptoms that kill you, not the virus. Yeah, I figured that much out. But anyway, the question is, how long do we have to wear the mask? Ask the people who are in the mask in the store, how long do we? Because seriously, you please wear a mask. How long do we have to wear the mask? They'll look at you dumbfounded. I never thought of that. And why haven't we worn the mask over the last 50 years of my life? Or 60 years, or however long you've been living? You know, why didn't we wear the mask, you know, 65 years ago? You know, why wasn't I wearing a mask in the 50s in grade school? And how about, you know, all of you that were in the military? Why weren't you wearing masks then? Why wasn't it important then? We had as much a chance of survival from whatever was out there then as we do now. So how long and why not? You know, it's because Central Command, the hive mind, and the Queen Bee herself, you know, the man of sin sitting over there on his throne, has decreed it. And it's gone out. Yeah, because, you know, he's the first guy who says, oh, well, you must get the vaccine. Of course, I'd stay away from that vaccine. I don't like experimental anything. You know, if I'm going to do any experimenting, it's going to be because it's not going to be at the peril of my life and my health. Okay? Yeah. I don't like experimenting on things like that. Let others experiment. And obviously, other people are willingly, though deceived, I think, for the most part, lining up to take it. And I like what our good friend in the chat room said here. Wacky says that, okay, where's that at? Oh, it was up here somewhere. Oh, it must be way up there. Okay. I thought it was Wacky who said something about it being a religion in the chat room. Oh, yeah, there it is. Vaccines and pharmacy are the false religion. And, you know, she rightly pulls it out here. I mean, it's become more apparent today than ever, this verse, for by their sorceries were all nations deceived. I mean, how prophetic can you be? It's never made more sense than it's making now. Or perhaps this was written just for today, basically. Of course, the word for sorceries is pharmakia in the Greek. Vaccines, pharmacy, and false religion. And throw that in with the great delusion, you know, that the people will have great delusion. There's no the great delusion, but people are just delusional in general and easily deceived. Not very many people are willing to break out of the hypnosis, you know, of the mantra that's being repeated over and over in the mainstream media. And they're afraid, you know. How long do we have to wear the mask? Why are you so afraid to die? You know, you have a 99.97 or whatever percent chance, or more than a 99% chance of survival. Why are you so afraid of death? We're all going to die. We all have practically had the same a chance of dying for the last every year of your life. Suddenly now, we're afraid of this year's cold virus. Perhaps, you know, it's been messed with in a lab somewhere, where you can see this variant is a little different than the variant before that. And we've already moved on from variant 19. We're already in 21, you know. Well, I guess this year will be, you know, the 2021 flu season or cold season, you know, has its variants. And then now they keep crying, oh, new variants, you need to get a third injection, says Bill Gates, who wants you dead, by the way. Yeah. Yes, he left Microsoft to join vaccines, and he's richer than ever. I was listening to what's his name, Rick Wiles on True News for the last couple of days. He's been throwing out a new thing out there that we need to defund all the billionaires and to limit the wealth of any one man to $999 million. Once you get over that, it's all taxed. It's all taken as tax. We may have to do something like that. We broke up the big trusts in the past, and then we broke up monopolies in the last century, you know. And so each century we have to go through this thing. This century we need to break up the oligarchs. You know, they want communism really bad. They're all putting all of their billions of dollars, they're putting billions and millions into financing the overthrow of America for communism. But that's not what they really want. Because all these billionaires are, they're getting richer through what they think they're doing. But see, they, like most of the world out there, including most Christians, don't see the center of the hive mind, where it's all coming from. Because if they did, they would know that it's not really communism that is the goal. It is total control of the entire world for the Antichrist. That's the goal. And wherever you see totalitarian control, that's where the Antichrist has the most control. He's been working in America for years to defund America and to fund communism, because communism belongs to him. As a matter of fact, the 13th chapter of the book of Revelation, when you read about the mark of the beast, it screams communism. Because that's what it's declaring, communism. You know, you take a look at it there, and it's totalitarian government. That's what it's all about. Chapter 13 of the Revelation, right there it says, and he causeth all, both small, great, rich, and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads. You know, everyone has to be the same under communism, except for those that run the government and are in charge. They have to be rich. It's kind of like Bill Gates got on and bragged the other day about how he was the biggest polluter, he had the biggest carbon footprint of any individual on the planet. That was his confession of sin. Yeah, that was his confession. He was confessing his sins to us openly for everyone, but he said it was necessary for him. But it's not necessary for you and me or for the whole nation of America to have a great footprint. As a matter of fact, the only great footprint he wants to see on America is the one that stamps out its liberty and its freedom and kills most of the population on the and that's what these, you know, as he also declared on one of his TED Talks, that's what it's all about. That's what the center, the hive mind, that's the goal of the hive mind, the center that you don't see, the beast that was and is and is not. Yeah, and is not, yet is. The beast that was and is not, yet is. It's telling you the center is there. Yeah, it's hidden. You don't see it. It doesn't appear to be what it is. It doesn't appear as it did in history during its 1,260-year overt reign, where it burned heretics and anyone who wouldn't go along with its idolatry and burned Bibles. Yeah, it doesn't do that openly anymore. It has every other reason to persecute and kill and imprison people But the motivation behind the scenes is exactly the same. And oh, this under several layers, as many layers of plausible deniability. That's why it is not, yet is. Because people do not see it under all of those layers of plausible deniability. Because the Antichrist can go, it's not us. it's that organization. It's that government. Meanwhile, she, through her shadow government, and many coadjutors that don't even know. Yeah. Everything is compartmentalized. They don't even know who they're working for, who they are coadjutors for, the shadow government, the army for the Antichrist that controls and manipulates people in every way they can. If you're wearing a mask voluntarily, you know, that person out there in the rainstorm with their umbrella up and under, and they're the only one on the street and they've got a mask on under their umbrella. Do you know how clean that air is? With all that rain falling around you, yet there you are wearing a mask. They go out on a sunny day, roll up all their windows on their automobile because they're afraid. They're afraid to die. They live with the fear of death because they have no hope. You know what? We have hope, and that's what we need to give them. And if they want to scoff at us, all we have to do is turn away. Don't cast your pearls before swine. But converse with those people. Never volunteer to wear a mask. Go in there without a mask. And some places they'll just say, oh, okay. Because I go into some stores, or there's a grocery outlet here in the little town near me that I go into. And used to be they didn't even ask me. I'd just go in there and I'd see about 10% of the people weren't wearing a mask. Of course, the people that work there are required by their boss, which is criminal as far as I'm concerned, to wear a mask all day long. And then they put up plexiglass shields everywhere. So I can get through the whole store and maybe no one will say anything to me. But half the time they do, and you know. And I just say, look, how long do we have to wear the mask? And I can engage a conversation with them and try to get them, why are you so afraid? You know, can't I? I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid of dying. Might as well get to the point. I'm not afraid of dying. Why are you so afraid? You know, we need to resist this. I don't like the new dystopia. I want the old normal back. I don't know if we'll ever get it. It doesn't seem like these totalitarians, because many people are being rewarded for being totalitarian. Yeah. And it seems like there's no end of it. I mean, the totalitarians stole the election. They cheated openly, boldly, openly, in your face. And then they tell you that you're crazy conspiracy theorists, and you are now, seditionist, if you don't go along. Well, yeah, you're a seditionist to the Antichrist and his shadow government that rules the world. You're a seditionist to that. And, you know, they want to do with you what they used to do with heretics. They would love to burn you at the stake, but they don't need to do that anymore. Yeah. But I can see it's coming, you know, because the scripture told us it was coming. So we know where it's going. And, of course, the image of the beast, the United Nations, which is an image of a world-controlling government, which is what the beast was. It controlled Western Europe for 1,260 years. So an image of that that controls the whole world is the United Nations. And, of course, through which the Antichrist vicariously rules the world, obviously. Okay? Now you can search all these things out. Don't stop looking until you see it. You know, because it's not hard to find. You just have to keep looking. Or you can live in denial like most of the world. They don't want to see that. They'd rather buy the lie, the comforting lie that of the Counter-Reformation eschatology made up by a Jesuit, Francisco Ribera, some 500 years ago to get people to stop saying the papacy was the Antichrist. Yeah, I had to get that. And then they came up with, yes, the Antichrist is a guy who's going to appear just in the few years before Christ returns. But later on, then they developed the raptures. Yeah, you don't worry. But you don't have to worry about that. about the mark of the beast and getting your head chopped off, like the scripture says is going to happen to those that refuse to participate or withdraw from the mark of the beast monetary system, that they will get their heads whacked off. You don't have to worry about that, because the Antichrist is telling you that you will be raptured away in a secret rapture, 7 years or 3.5 years, depending on which multiple choice of the three multiple choices they give you, which one you like the best. You know, all scripture should be multiple choice. That way you get to choose which interpretation you like best. Yeah, God gave us multiple choice Bible prophecy. You buy in this stuff? Yeah, it's hard to believe, but this is what the liar does. And people get invested because they make the choice that they like the best. So they have invested themselves into it. And now they got to stick up for their choice. And they have to defend it against all who would assail it. Yes, well, I believe in the we're going to be raptured out before the Antichrist shows up and the mark of the beast comes. So I don't even have to worry about it or give it any thought whatsoever. So they brought into this delusion, one of the great delusions that we have going around today. And there is so much delusion. It is just everything, it seems like, that you hear these days in the mainstream media especially, it's all delusional. That's why I like listening to David Knight in the afternoon, because he cuts through the delusion. He just doesn't get far enough to where he sees. Maybe he does see. I don't know. It seems like he would say he would let it slip once in a while if he knew who the Antichrist was. Yeah. See, any comments or questions here? A bunch of satanic, pedophile, tie in the chat rooms. Yes. Yeah, you know, I kind of like, you know, everybody liked the QAnon, the whole, what it was all about. Because I want all those pedophiles caught and put to death. Who wouldn't want that? You know, so they use that to suck good people in. And it's too bad that Trump was such a weak man, yeah, a weak president. He didn't have enough of the truth. His eyes weren't open wide enough to see what he could do. And if he had done the right things, he would have likely been assassinated anyway. It would take so much power for a good man to get into government and be able to protect himself from the assassins that would come down on him from the Antichrist and his shadow government. Because, you know, Trump was totally infiltrated at every level, everywhere he turned. Yeah. That there was no hope. So there's really no hope in the government. There's no hope in voting for anyone anymore. I mean, perhaps, I think maybe a grassroots campaign to get people into local county and state governments may be a good place to start, but I believe in the state of California, you know, it floats over the land here, where I'm at, the locality where I am. They have the state of California, and they've been stealing the elections for years here, and probably in a lot of other states, or at least wherever the Antichrist and his coadjutors have total control in the local governments, especially at the county level. They're able to steal the elections for whoever they want. But they've been stealing the elections for years in California. It's almost hopeless, it seems to me, while Californians are going to, by popular vote, get Governor Jesuit Newsom. And he is a Jesuit. That's a public fact. You can look him up, Gavin Newsom, Jesuit, on his Wikipedia page. There's no denying it. Who he works for, that's in your face. Yeah. The Jesuit criminal cabal have only one goal. And what is that one goal? That is to make every man, woman, child subject to the Caesarian papal Antichrist. I keep hearing David Knight referring to the travesty, the tragedy, you know, because what's his name, the president, the faux president. I'm not going to call him the president, like the faux vaccine. We have a faux president. The president selected Joe Biden when he was right in there at the beginning of the war on drugs, and they appointed a drug czar. Yeah, and of course, czar is short for Caesar. That's what it's short for. So it tells you everything, because, you know, it gets to the root, because Rome still rules the world. Not from the city of Rome, but from the Vatican. Yeah, there you go. That is the center of the world, is the Vatican. It's the center of the great apostasy. Ty says, I often sleep through the show. It's only 7:52 a.m. Were you at Hawaii? So that's 2 hours later than it is here. So he must be in Hawaii. I'm sorry you sleep through that. I sleep through things too if I'm really tired. Yeah, I have to admit. But usually it's not something I really want to listen to. Let's see. The Jesuit criminal cabal have only one goal. Mm-hmm. Papal Antichrist dictator who is Satan's son, the son of perdition. Yes, the son of perdition. The man of sin. Soon every person will be faced with a choice of making Jesus Christ their Lord and King, or the Antichrist Pope as their King. Yeah, that's coming. And it even foretells sometime in the next 30 or so years that actually the people and the heads of the states of Western Europe, the beast, are going to turn on the whore and raise her to the ground. I'm looking forward to that. Yeah. We do have a few things in prophecy that have not been fulfilled yet. We've seen it at one time, but she wasn't raised and completely destitute and wiped off the face of the earth. But that is coming. Yeah. Because she was punished in at the end of the 1260 years, she was punished, as the scripture said she would be. And that was about the time of the French Revolution. Anyway, we're coming on the end of the hour. Go to my website, crosstheborder.org, or nicholasarthur.wordpress.com. Make sure you press the follow button there. Share the articles. Enjoy those things. Take advantage of all the resources there. Okay, I'm going to be back after a little music here and some news. Don't go anywhere.
First on FirstAmendmentRadio.com and FirstAmendmentRadio.net.
American Family News, I'm Rusty Pugh. A California teacher has provoked outrage for a tweet dismissing, quote, rich white parents for their concerns about their children's mental health amid school closures, arguing that it only feeds the kids' sense of entitlement. Bethany Meyer, a special education teacher with the Oakland Unified School District, wrote in a tweet, quote, all the rich white parents suddenly concerned about mental health can take a seat. Most of them are causing their kids anxiety by pressuring them to complete asynchronous work and feeding into their sense of entitlement. Sorry, not sorry. The tweet has since been deleted. Douglas Murray is the author of The Madness of Crowds. He says it would be one thing if this was just one teacher in one public school district in America.
But it isn't. This has become one of the prevailing ideologies of the time, that people, including white people like this teacher, decide that their role in education is basically to be divisive as possible and to race bait, you know, to say things about races of people, in this case white people, that should be deemed completely intolerable. The problem is that what she's done isn't at all unusual. It's just something which people across America are doing, particularly in the American teaching system. Something is deeply rotten in a culture when it's permissible to dismiss whole swathes of people in this kind of way.
San Francisco is suing its own school district to stem the alarming rate of student suicides and mental health crisis during the COVID-19 lockdowns. Bob Kellogg has more.
The Epoch Times reports the Benioff Children's Hospital has seen a 66% increase in suicidal children and a 75% increase in youth with serious mental problems. Brad Dacus of the Pacific Justice Institute says the main obstacle to reopening is the teachers' union.
We have a serious price that young people are paying because of government public school teachers who don't want to do their job like everyone else.
Fox News reports a tentative agreement has been reached, but Dacus says no opening date has been set to send 52,000 students back to classrooms.
The fact that the city of San Francisco is suing the San Francisco Unified School District to compel them to open their doors is very telling of how extreme and narcissistic the teachers' union has become.
The Times also reports private and parochial schools have been open for weeks or months. I'm Bob Kellogg.
President Biden and other Democrats are pushing legislation known as the Equality Act. But some say the measure would actually make discrimination the law of the land.
Emily Cow of the Heritage Foundation says the Equality Act would impose a sexual orthodoxy on the entire nation.
It would treat the belief that we are created male and female and that male and female are made for each other. It would treat that as a sex stereotype, and it would stigmatize religious believers, and it would discriminate against religious institutions. So an example of that is faith-based adoption and foster care, which right now is in legal jeopardy because several states that have laws like the Equality Act have stopped working with faith-based adoption and foster care agencies.
The Equality Act was introduced by Representative David Cicilline of Rhode Island. President Biden praised the effort, saying the Equality Act provides long overdue federal civil rights protections on the basis of sexual orientation and gender identity, locking in critical safeguards in our housing, education, public services, and lending systems, and codifying the courage and resilience of the LGBTQ movement into enduring law.
Citizens should become informed about what the so-called Equality Act does. One way for them to do that is to look at the new website, promisetoamericaschildren.org. That website shows how the Equality Act violates the 10 principles of the Promise to America's Children, the movement to unite around protecting children from this destructive gender identity ideology and politicized viewpoints about sexual orientation.
I'm Chris Woodward.
Get our news online at onenewsnow.com and on the One News Now mobile app. I'm Rusty Pugh.
Hear it first on FirstAmendmentRadio.com and FirstAmendmentRadio.net.
Oh, welcome back. You're listening to Across the Border. This is a live Prophecy Reality Edition. My name is Nicholas, and we're just talking about, well, current events. We take one day a week off from our regular Bible study, history lessons, whatever we're going through, and just talk, open up the chat room, turn on the studio cam, and have at it here. Let's see. Before I left, yes, we had a comment in the chat room here. The Fact Hunter in the chat room says, remember when they initiated the IRS in 1913 and said our taxes would never be more than 1%? Well, none of us remember that, Fact Hunter, but we do know about it because I don't think anyone's old enough. You'd have to be 107 today to remember that. But yeah, it's in the history book, and it's a fact. And I call that the Federal Reserve coup of the U.S. Treasury, because it took the shadow government to over 100 years to get their bankers and their bank into America with the Federal Reserve Act, the Federal Reserve Bank. And they finally got their coup in 1913. And of course, they were never happy with 1%. Of millionaires or federal businesses, businesses that were federally chartered, corporations and such. That was the whole, it would never be on the individual. Because, of course, it was ruled unconstitutional to have an individual or a direct tax on the individual. That's unconstitutional. But it come around about World War II, then it became patriotic to voluntarily pay the federal income tax. And they said, oh, just for the war, to support the war effort, everyone needed to get on board. And a lot of people did, yeah. And so that's when it began. And after the war, they couldn't end this gravy train. Oh, no way. Yeah, and they never did. Now, and then after that, they started throwing people in jail for not going along with the voluntary compliance. Voluntary compliance. And it truly was voluntary. But see, no, if you want it, you should never volunteer to sign up for something like that. You should say, and volunteer to, if you want to give something, you know, it's like how charity is supposed to work. You're supposed to voluntarily give and joyfully give. Yeah, so that's a little bit different. And the fact is, they don't need taxes. You know, back 100 years ago or 200 years ago, governments needed taxes because they needed real money. But now they don't need real money. They've converted, you know, the Antichrist has you know, taken fiat usury money to the highest level possible with digital currency. And that is going to be the mark of the beast. They want to get rid of all cash. Of course, there's so many of them that, you know, illicitly depend on cash. They're having a hard time getting rid of that one. But there's so many ways to steal and enrich yourself digitally too. I think they're going to overcome that hurdle of using cash and totally do away with it and outlaw it come 2030. Outlaw any kind of trade in substance. Because if they outlaw cash, then people start trading in substance. Say perhaps if you have a couple thousand dollars in 90% silver coin, you know, a quarter of a dollar will fill your tank with gas, except by then gas might be, because they're going to get rid of all gasoline-powered automobiles, gas might become rare. Who knows? It's quite a dystopia we've got ourselves into, isn't it? But anyway, they don't need taxes because they can print all the money they want. Are they not doing that? Now it's just a form of control. Yeah. They don't want to take money from you. They want to give you money. They want you to be their slave. Of course, but still, somebody has to work and produce the stuff. Oh, but we got Bill Gates working very hard, buying up all the farmland in America, so that now secretly, quietly, he's been buying up so much farmland that now he is the largest farmland owner in America. Didn't know that, huh? Most people haven't heard about that. And what's he going to do? Well, he's going to use that power for his goal. And what is his goal? Well, it's the same one that he said. If we do a really great job with vaccines, or if I do a really great job of taking over the farmland and constricting the people, because he's going to mechanize everything he can, but then he can cause starvation and shortages of food. Yeah, see, that's why we need to defund the billionaires. That's right. I'm thinking about jumping on board with True News, Rick Wiles on this one. Yeah. Although he wants to blame everything on the Zionists. And see, he's looking at one of those clever layers of plausible deniability that the Antichrist has put out in front. Kind of like Alex Jones is too. You know, you give you so much truth, it's, you're getting more truth there than you're going to get everywhere else. Must be the truth. So you get and you park your wagon on Info News or something, or on the Jesuits and whatever layer of plausible deniability you decide to park at, and you go, that's enough truth for me. I'm not going to dig any deeper. Oh no, that can't be true. That the Antichrist rules the world, even though the Bible says it would happen clearly, that he would rule the world overtly for 1260 years, and then covertly, you know, was and is not, yet is. That screams that there's a covert rule by the Antichrist. Let's see. Sadly, pretty much my entire family and friends have or will take the depopulation mark of the beast jab. That is very sad, you know. It's a experimental. The only reason they're able to lawfully, pass this jab out is because of the emergency. Yeah, it's only on an emergency basis that they're able to legally propagate the jab. But hey, yeah, they say they need 70%. Well, I'm going to be part of the 30% that is not necessary. Because, you know, I'm being 60 plus years old. Yeah, way more than that even. At the end of my sixth decade here, or the end of my seventh decade, really. Yeah, because I'm in my seventh decade. Yeah, because they say the average age of people who die from the jab is 77. And that means the closer you get to that, the more likely you are to die from getting the jab. So, and I'm not going to take that jab. I have enough issues with health just getting old naturally. Yeah. So, yep, not doing that. Oh, Ty, thanks for that. Wish Nicholas had more help and could go 5 or 6 days live a week. You know what? If I took everything original that someone like, say, David Knight says, if I took everything he says original, okay, that is original each day, you could probably squish it into one day a week. Seriously. Because he repeats a lot of things over and over and over again. You know, and there's nothing wrong with that. I still enjoy having him on. People who show up who've never showed up before, they get to hear all those original things for the first time. Because there's a lot of repetition going on. And I get nauseated by repetition myself. And I hate saying the same things over and over and over again. And not only that, if I had more help here, that I could get more done for God's kingdom besides going on the air and repeating the same thing over and over and over again 5 times a week. You know, if you just re-listen to my show. You know, listen to it a couple times, yeah. And more than that, you know, show up for the regular broadcasts where we get into the Word, we get into history, and that's all original stuff, okay? So yeah, I'm not live, but I do have to record those broadcasts and those series that I run. So there's a lot of work that goes into that, and I'm doing them in an Audible format so that they can go out there and people can listen to them on Audible. So, yeah, it's not to sleep as others sleep. Okay, it's the TV. I don't have a TV. I have a computer. So, I don't know, what do you mean? You mean mainstream TV or television programming? You know, and there are a few programs I like to watch. Some of it I can't watch because it's, you know, it's too X-rated or, yeah. So you can't just, it's atrocious, some of the stuff on there. I watch first episode and somewhere in the first episode, they start doing, you know, abominable things or just having sex in my face and that's it. I'm not watching that. Yeah. I know everyone does it. I don't need to see them do it. Really? Seriously? You know, if a married couple goes to their bedroom and gets under the covers and it fades away, I know what's going to happen next. I was married 3 times. I don't need, you know. Yeah. Most of the programming, there's a lot of good programming. They think they need sex, but they don't. Yeah, it's just bad out there. But yeah, sometimes I need to just turn something on and follow a narrative and give my mind a break, like going on a little vacation. But you still have to watch what you, be careful about what you're watching and what it's doing to your mind. And because I'll say most of the stuff I watch, I love watching some preachers preach and, you know, good documentaries. Yes, historical. Yeah. But most of the time I'm reading and researching and writing, and I would like to produce my own stuff for people out there. And most people find it boring. They're bored to death. They listen to, me narrating history from, say, the history of Protestantism, and like we're doing this week, the history of the Waldenses. You know, they find it boring, too boring. You know, there's not enough action in it or whatever. And that's unfortunate, you know, that they can't sit down and read a book. Anything over a few pages or a few paragraphs, almost to read a few paragraphs is too much for the world these days, unfortunately. Let's see. Charles Schwab says that the coming food shortage, that the vaccinated will be sent plant-based protein packs. Yeah, forget that, man. You know, I don't know what's going to happen, but it's not going to be pretty. It's perhaps going to be, they don't want to end the dystopian future here that they've, the new dystopia normal. They just want it to get worse and worse, like, you know, the great God Fauci, the high priest Fauci, one of the high priests, along with high priest Biden and another high priest. Hey, these are all adherents to the apostate church, the Antichrist church. Yeah, Biden is. Nancy Pelosi is. What's his name? Bill Gates is. Yeah, check it out. Yeah, he's met the Pope. The Pope's very happy with what he's doing. That's why they allow, you know, that's why I don't really think Rick Wiles' idea about taking the money away from the billionaires, because these people have their billions and they keep their billions because the Antichrist and his shadow government is very pleased with them. Now, they, for instance, you remember the was Chick-fil-A fortune family. Yeah, the Antichrist was not pleased with what they were doing with their money, and they were able to win several cases through the Supreme Court. But they've even abdicated those cases now because the Antichrist and his shadow government, following their secret instructions, wormed their way into that family and destroyed them and took all those riches under their control. Your name and where you're calling from, you're on the air. Uh-oh. I must be getting too close. But see, that's just one example, because they do control the money and they can take anybody's wealth away that they want. That's how much control the Antichrist has. And that's why the church does not need, you know, we don't need to get bigger, and become the biggest ministry or the biggest anything on earth. We need to duplicate. That's right. We need to duplicate. So I'd rather remain small and have more people share my stuff and share the gospel and the truth about what's going on in the world with everyone else on a smaller level. So we need to duplicate. Yeah, the shadow caller, or ghost caller, I should call him. I pray for the shadow caller, you know, that he keeps coming back. So perhaps he'll see the truth, you know. And I pray for all those people out there, and a lot of them around me, you know, the biggest church in the county where I'm at, in the small town next to me, is a Catholic church. They have two of them, and they're pretty big, except they're not meeting in mass like they used to. They're obeying the Antichrist and not opening their doors. I guess they have drive through cookie handouts, you know, where you take the cookie, and they don't give you the wine though, only the priest gets the wine. Yeah, but you get the cookie part of the sacrifice. But there's a lot of them around here, and they all need to be reached. And the good ones that have a good heart and would love the truth if they could hear it. And I believe that there are some people that are even saved. They have a true saving faith in Christ, but they're still in that church. But, you know, as Jesus calls them out, he said, come out of her. He was speaking of that apostate, the whore that rides the beast. That is her. Yeah. 1260 years, she rode the beast and roughshod over Western Europe, Western European Empire. That was hers for 1260 years. And she rules the world today, and people marvel when they see the beast that was and is not, yet is. Why do they marvel if it doesn't appear? But that's what the scripture says. See, end of mankind, I'm assuming, has joined the room. That's quite a moniker there you have. Watch Mr. Brolin episodes on you. Okay. Yes. The war to end all wars. Yes. Look to Christ, the only source of truth and wisdom. All right. Thank you for being in the room there. Wacky. To go to work. Okay, let's see. What do we got next? I got something else here. Let's see. Headlines we just might live to see. Got a this author. I found this on LouRockwell.com. Never thought I would see the Southern Baptist Convention begin dropping the Southern part of its name. Of course, you can't have Southern now because, you know, the South, yeah, seceded from the Union. Yes, they were all slave, everyone in the South, every state that dropped out and seceded from the Union, every person had a slave of their very own. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so bad. So anything South or the flag of the Southern... Yeah, it's all bad. So begin dropping Southern part of its name. We are the Great Commission Baptists, says the official SBC website. Huh. I didn't know that, but must be true. There's a link there to it at LouRockwell.com. I also thought that I would see what I would never see the Washington Redskins change its name to the Washington football team. How benign of them. Yes, it's a football team. It's a Washington football team. Yeah, it really has a nice ring to it. Washington Redskins. Can't call them Redskins because there are people that have a red skin and they might be offended if you say Redskin. Anyway, you'd think it would be an honor. Yeah. They're saying those Redskins are tough, man. We want to be like them. We want to be winners too. They conquered the, you know, they conquered nature, learned how to live in the bounds of nature, and they were fierce warriors. I think that's what they meant by Washington Redskins. But hey, now it's just the Washington football team. Nice. Here are some headlines that we might, in most cases, unfortunately, just live to see. I like this. The NAACP has changed its name to the NAAA. NAAA? The National Association for the Advancement of African Americans. Coming soon. Don't doubt it. Yeah. Those colored people, that's somehow derogatory. You can call me colored if you want. See, look, color. It's all color. Yeah, I'm not really white. I just have a different color, a lighter shade of color. Yeah, I refuse to be white. But I've met some people that are, I mean, they're white. Yeah, yeah, almost. But they're more pink than white. That's right. Oh, let's see. Birth gender no longer recorded on birth certificates. That's likely coming, I guess. I don't know. Person sighted without a mask app. Now standard on all cell phones. I think if Fauci gets his way, yeah, you will be required to report anyone. And if you have a cell phone, you are required to have that app on your cell phone. Of course, Apple will put it on your cell phone. Like they're putting contract tracing on your cell phone, whether you want it or not. Yeah. I tend to turn everything off on my stupid phone that does any tracing or whatever. And I certainly won't have a contact tracing app on my cell phone. I'll get rid of it. And I think by 2030, we're going to have to get rid of it. We'll have to have burner phones. Yes, the elect will have burner phones. And we'll have to go on the dark web because we won't be allowed on the Antichrist, mainstream web anymore. Yeah, that's coming 2030. So yeah, more headlines you might be likely to see. Let's see, another headline we might likely see. Libertarian Party beats Democrats in naming first transgender presidential candidate. Well, let's see. I think we already had a transgender first lady, didn't we? I don't know if that's a conspiracy theory. I'm not sure if it's true or not. I have no way of verifying that, and I'm not sure I want to verify that. Yeah, I've already seen enough naughty things in my life. Yeah. But anyway, Libertarian Party beats Democrats in naming the first transgender presidential candidate. So that's a headline we might see sometime in the near future. Libertarian Party and Democrats, yeah, forget them. Let's see. I guess we have another half hour coming up. You're listening to Across the Border, a Prophecy Reality Edition. And we'll continue talking about headlines we just might and most likely will see in the near future when we get back. Okay, so get your cup of coffee, go to my website, make sure you press the follow button there. I'll be back in a few minutes.
Hear it first on FirstAmendmentRadio.com and FirstAmendmentRadio.net.
The program you are listening to is 100% sponsored by you, the listener, on this First Amendment Rights Media channel. You will notice that there are few commercials on this radio network. There's a good reason for that. Corporate advertising dollars come with strings that limit program content. So without your help, these programs cannot continue on satellite, internet, or our several affiliates.
If you benefit by the educational law programs, we ask you to give. If you are admonished or nurtured by the Bible and ministry programs, we ask you to give. If some voice a cause that you are passionate about, we ask you to give. If you believe in any of these, we ask you to support them as you would a missionary on a continual basis, as if giving a tithe for missionary radio. These programs are not commercially viable and must be supported by those faithful to the cause of truth. Look for the button to sponsor your favorite programs at our Listen and Schedule pages on the Internet. We will also give you unlimited archive access to all of our programs. We're asking you to give much less than a tithe so that you may also send support directly to a particular program host, cause, and anywhere else the Spirit may lead you. Do all to the glory of our God and Creator, for His holy nation, the only kingdom that will last forever. Thank you for listening.
Since the beginning of time, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, it has been borrowed, it has been purchased, it has been stolen. There's a reason for it: to secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and to our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188 or visit discountgoldandsilvertrading.net. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, right here on FirstAmendmentRadio.com at 4 p.m. Eastern or 1 p.m. Pacific Time. Visit discountgoldandsilvertrading.net or call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, 1-800-375-4188.
The book of Revelation says, "The spirit of prophecy is the testimony of Jesus Christ." This is at the very heart of FirstAmendmentRadio.com. In that spirit, we have created the Prophecy Reality News app for all of your mobile devices, streaming First Amendment Radio 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Available for your Apple, Android device, and smartphone, absolutely free. Get the Prophecy Reality News app installed today, so you can listen to First Amendment Radio wherever you are. The Prophecy Reality News app. Get it now.
You're listening to Prophecy Reality. I'm Nicholas Arthur, and we're just going through common current events and such on this one day a week. We come live with the studio cam on from the studios of FirstAmendmentRadio.net or .com, whichever you like. Oh, see, I left off. I was talking about headlines that we are most likely to see in the near future. So, birth gender no longer recorded on birth certificates. Probably, yes, if they get their way. Person sighted without mask app, now standard on all cell phones. And like I said, if you have an iPhone or an Apple product, they're going to put it on there automatically. They don't care about your right to privacy, your informed consent, your right to choose anything. They are in total control. They control the horizontal. They control the vertical. They control your mind. Okay, next. Uber drivers now required to conduct temperature checks on all riders. Well, yes, I can see that happening. Let's see. At the onset of puberty, if you're in public schools, children must now select a gender from official list of 50 genders. What gender do I want to be? I'd like to see that list of 50 genders. Yeah, but you could see this happening in the public school, if they ever get back to public school. But anyway, That's I've always been a proponent of getting rid of public education because it's too religious, and the religious is anti-Christian, definitely, and anti-Bible. Yeah, so I'm not for public schools, and I hate paying for them in property taxes or rent, because if you rent or pay property taxes, which is the same thing, you're paying property taxes, and you're paying for public schools. Yeah, it's an abomination as far as I'm concerned. That the property taxes are an abomination as far as I'm concerned, because it means you don't have the highest title to your property if the government can take it away from you for not paying a yearly rent and other added fees and for things that you would want. I mean, I'm not going to public school. My children didn't go to public school. My grandchildren aren't even going to public school. Yet, every year, my entire family gets to pay for public schools. And now we're paying for the teachers to stay at home, and they don't want to go back to school. Yeah. Imagine that. They want to keep getting paid in benefits and everything without ever going to school and doing their job. Yes. So let's not even get started on that one. But anyway, that's, yes, in the public school, children will be required to take a vaccine, for one. Of course, I'm glad that our good friend over there at Children's Health Defense fought and got that kicked out of California, because they can't require anyone to take an experimental vaccine. It has to be totally voluntary. So the jab is totally voluntary. Now, you may lose your job, but they can't make it mandatory anywhere until it's the experiment is over, and they officially say, "Hey, this is good for you." The FDA says it's good for you, but it's only by, of course, if you listen to David, you know that it's only because of the emergency that it's allowed to go on. And most people don't know that are getting the jab, likely, that they're agreeing voluntarily to participate in an experiment. Okay, let's see. Another headline you're likely to see in the near future. Last pair of men's and women's restrooms converted to unisex restrooms in public buildings, I would imagine. All women's sports officially ended. All sports teams now co-ed. I guess that's the answer. Of course, that's going to put all the women, you know, people that are born women out of sports. Yeah, because unlikely, yeah, that they could compete against men. That's why we have women's sports to begin with, because it's always been unfair. Of course, since people get to select their gender now, they can say, "Oh, I don't feel like being a woman today. I would like to be younger myself. I'd like to identify as what would be most advantageous for me, a black 25-year-old. Yeah, yeah. I identify as a black 25-year-old. Don't mess with me. Leave me alone. You cannot argue with that. I'm a black 25-year-old. Yeah. Okay, Supreme Court rules that hormones, drugs, and or surgery for gender reassignment must be covered by all health insurance plans with no deductible. Would the Supreme Court do that, John Roberts? Yeah, of course he would. Whatever the Antichrist wants, they've got him totally under control. You know, they're walking around with him on a leash. Yeah, and apparently everyone except Clarence Thomas in the Supreme Court. Apparently, yeah. But it's Catholic Supreme Court. It's the Jesuits. It's the Antichrist Supreme Court. You know, you have people that are members of the apostate church, and of course, what they call them, papal court Jews. Yes, that's the majority. No, not one Protestant on the Supreme Court. We can't have those nasty Protestants. Yeah. They hate. Yes, the Jesuits hate Protestants. They won't even allow one on the Supreme Court. And I'd say allow. They are in total control. Washington, D.C. belongs to them. Check out my website. There's an article there. And that article is called Empire of the City, the Unholy Trinity that Rules the World. So you got to check out that article if you haven't seen that one yet. Make sure you do see it. I'll put a link in the chat room there for anyone. Let's see. Huh? Dale says, huh. Mud Flood is yet another Jesuit fiction propagate the Mud Flood? Okay, a Mud Flood is flat. Oh, the flat earth thing. Yeah, yeah, it is. And speaking of, I also have an article about that on my website. So I got you got to check that out. It's called Flat Earth or Spherical Earth. What does the Bible say? Yeah, and it doesn't say flat earth. The word flat and earth appear nowhere in the Bible together, okay? True. It's a true statement. It doesn't say flat earth anywhere in the Bible. It doesn't even hint at a flat earth. So got to check that out. I don't believe in a spinning ball either, yeah. But I believe what the Word of God says, yeah. And that's only a theory anyway. There is a theory. It's somehow it's all relative. There you go. So anyway, check that article. I think you'll find that one in the left column. Let me check my chat room, my website here, see if that's there. Flat Earth, or there it is. It's in the trending column on the left-hand, second down. Flat Earth or Spherical Earth. What does the Bible say? So there's a link there if you go to my website. You have the links there in the chat room to get there. And you'll see in the left column it says trending. So in the top, you have to go to the homepage to get the top links. And you get the homepage by clicking where it says crosstheborder.org in the upper left-hand column. It should say home. I would rather it said home, but it doesn't. Okay, where were we at? We're in our headlines. I've got a few minutes left here. Let me check and see if there's any comments or questions. Anything I missed here? The terror of the Lord is truly humbling. Amen. Yes, we all need to have a little healthy fear of God in our lives. I know the fear of God straightens me out quite a bit. Because when I think about where I could be, where I would be without him, I could be totally depraved. Like a lot of other people in the world, I have no illusions about what I really am without the Lord, that my heart is thoroughly wicked, yeah. And without him and his spirit and his righteousness imputed to me, that I would be totally lost in the world without hope. Oh, thank God for Jesus. Thank God for his blood. Oh, praise God that he elected me. And if you don't believe you're elect, if you have doubts, plead with him to have mercy on you and to plead with him to be one of his elect. It worked for me, yeah. So when you see what you are, yeah, and what you would be without him, yeah, so that fear of God will keep you, keep your eyes on the prize, keep your eyes on Jesus, look to him. You got to keep your eyes on him. Don't you take your eyes, you know. Okay, nothing there. I guess I'm going to continue with this article for the time we have left. Judge rules the strip club workforce of 10% handicap. that's funny. I don't think that'll ever happen because anything wicked, they like to keep it wicked and don't like to put any restraints on things that are totally wicked. So anyway... next one. According to the latest amendment to the Civil Rights Act, all sports teams now required to have 50-50 mix of birth males and birth females. Yeah, that'll be it. Yeah, all sports will have to be, yeah, equal genders. Mm-hmm. Supreme Court drugs and other surgery for gender must be covered by All Health. I think I already read that one. Okay, judge rules airline passengers don't need to be vaccinated for diphtheria, hepatitis, measles, mumps, polio, tetanus, but must receive the COVID-19 faux vax. So you're getting a COVID-19 vaccine for a 2-year-old cold flu virus. Yeah. It's already mutated. It's about getting this altering mRNA. And I mean, mRNA, Moderna's own website said that the mRNA was programming for your DNA, which is like the hardware in your body, you know, that receives that programming. That's scary stuff, man. You know, plus they want to bypass all of my natural defenses by sticking a needle in me and putting that right in there. Now, if they had an oral vaccine, I might consider taking it because I think my natural immune system, you know, but there are some things you should not even put in your mouth, you know, like gasoline and some poisons which will kill you. And I don't think the COVID vaccine would work if you took it orally. That's why they have to jab you with it. Yeah, because it wouldn't work otherwise. Yeah. But I might consider, because I remember when I was in grade school, some of those vaccines we got on a sugar cube and took them orally. Yeah, I remember that back in the 50s, early 60s. Okay, next. Most fast food order takers now working from home. Can you see it? I think that's a Babylon Bee headline there. Yeah. They could run that one today. Temperature checks by TSA now required before passengers can board airlines. And I think they're already doing something like that, aren't they? And it won't be just to get on airlines. It'll be to cross state lines, to get on a bus. Anything that is federally regulated is right now you have to wear a mask to get anything that is getting federal funding or federally regulated. So to get on the interstate now, you should wear a mask. And, you know, I did notice back like in the 90s, remember the early Patriot movement in the 90s when Bill Clinton was in there? Some of you are that old, you remember. And they started a project on all interstate and state highways, in California, I don't know if all state highways everywhere, where they started putting turnouts on all of the on-ramps. Off-ramps, they don't need them. But why were they? And they put turnouts on every on-ramp on all of the state and federal or interstate highways. And the turnout was there so they could put checkpoints, because they've been planning this for many, many years. And so it was a big project, cost them a lot of money, but starting in the 90s. And some of you know what I'm talking about. You remember seeing them stopping and doing this great project where they put turnouts on every on-ramp on state and federal highways. Because I think the state highways have federal funding, so they were required to put the on-ramps on the state highways too. But this is in order to put on checkpoints so no one can get on a federal highway or federally funded highway, internet, or state highway at any point. Because they'll just close a lot of them off, a lot of the on-ramps, and you'll have to go a couple miles down. But they put them on every on-ramp so that they can have checkpoints getting on the highway. So I figure 2030, they're going to have these checkpoints manned. And the ones they don't have manned, they'll shut off because, you know, you have several where you can get on the internet highways here in the town near where I live, because I don't live in town. I live in a rural area here myself. But they have on-ramps, and they'll have checkpoints, and they'll be stopping people. If you're not wearing your mask, if you don't see if you got your mark of the beast, it's coming, baby. It's coming, and there's no stopping it. There may be slowing it down. I'd say resist in every way you can, and I think as God's elect that we are to resist in every way we can, that we're to try to hold back as much as we can, and because there'll be some areas where you'll have some liberties maybe, and there'll be areas where you'll have no liberty whatsoever, like in China. And that's why they want to China America. Yeah. And also Someone did put something. Oh, no, I found this. Let me see this. I wanted to show everyone this. Joestown. Have you seen Joestown? Okay, come on, Joestown. Here it is. I'm trying to bring up this. There it is. Let me see if I can bring this up here. There it is. Let me adjust this here. And this is it. Joestown. Yeah, okay. I'm having a hard time. If I had a producer, he would do this for me. But here it is, Joestown. Let me put this on the screen for you. Now you see it if you're watching. Anyway, the picture is this. It's Joestown. And we got Joe sitting in a chair here at Joestown. He said, quickly, quickly, people, take the shot. You know, and there's a sign on a thing here with a bunch of needles on a table. And it says, drink the Kool-Aid. It's crossed out. That says, take the vaccine. Joestown. Anyway, I don't know where I found this, but I had to download it. And I'll post it on the website, so you'll be able to check it out later for those of you that would like to pick this up. But there it is. And that's what I think of, you know, what's happening in America. And that in conjunction with Deagle.com, that's DEAGEL, if you go to their website, and you'll see their forecast page where they forecast that the population of America is going to drop by 2025 to 99 million. And I always thought, how are they going to do this? Because they forecasted this and they updated their forecast just last year at Deagle.com. That's DEAGEL, like angel, Deagle, DEAGEL. Deagle.com. And I wonder how they're going to do this. But now I see these people lining up for this vaccine, because I think that vaccine is not meant to kill you immediately, although it is killing many people immediately or within a few days or a couple weeks. But I think it's meant to kill you over the years too, to slowly reduce the population of America. How are they ever going to do that? But now I don't wonder. I'm going, they are doing this, because Bill Gates admitted it in one of his TED Talks. You've seen it out there. He said, if we do a really good job with vaccines, we can reduce the population, you know, down to the world population by 10%. Well, I guess, if they reduce just the population in America down to 99 million, that's 10% maybe, is it? I don't know. I don't know how much it would have to be. 700, if there's 7 billion people, I guess 700 million would be 10%. Yeah. So that's half of, that's a good portion of their 10%. And I think that's his goal for the next 10 years, or by 2025. If you add all of the other populations that are being reduced, and there's a target too, the top populations that are going, that are already totalitarian, their population is not being reduced by much, but those that are most that have historically, you know, in recent history been the freest, they're the ones who are going to be reduced the most. So you can see there's a design there. That design is what I see as the will of the Antichrist. So this is the shadow governments, the Antichrist shadow government. This is what they are planning on doing. This is their goal. And it is a goal. They may or may not get it. But I'm going, how are they going to do this? And now I see this. I see it happening. Quickly, quickly, people, take the shot. It's rare. Get your place in line. People are lining up to get the shot. You know, like Joe said here, see, with his microphone, what did he say? Black people and brown people, oh, they're having a hard time with the internet. They don't know how to sign up to get the shot. It's rare. It's, you know, gotta get in line and get yours. Hurry up. Take the Kool-Aid. Take the vaccine. Drink the Kool-Aid. The Kool-Aid is the stuff that's coming out of their mouth. It's the words that they're saying. If you drink it in, then you will line up for the jab. Oh, this may be my last broadcast on YO YouTube. Yeah, it's just a matter of time. We are on Well, we're live on DLive, so if we go off, we'll still be live. And there's Trovo. We could use that too, because but I'm still going live on YouTube. And it eventually they'll take me off, though. But there it is. Quickly, take the shot. Yeah. You having a problem signing up? You're too stupid to get on the internet? Yeah. Well, I identify as a 25-year-old black male, so I'm one of those stupid people. I don't know how to sign up on the internet to get the jab. So likely will never happen. See, I have a handicap. I'm stupid, just like Joe says. And, of course, everyone knows how serious this is. And it is serious business. We get to laugh about it a little bit. But it's serious business. So, you know, I love all you people out there, and especially my family. I don't want them to get the jab. Some of them are under great delusion, too, and likely will get it. And it makes me very sad to know that it will likely kill them and end their life early, because as he said in his TED talk, if we do a really good job with vaccinations, and I was, you know, you're thinking when you're watching this, huh? See, because that's contrary, that is new speak. I mean, you know, Bill Gates is a new speaker, you know, just like 1984. And it's contrary. It's opposite. It doesn't make sense. It's illogical. And that's all the time we have for. Well, I want to thank you all for listening. May the Almighty bless you and keep you as you travel on the narrow way that leads to life. We'll see you next time.
Visit crosstheborder.org, C-R-O-S-S, crosstheborder.org, to get your print, EPUB, or PDF version of Nicholas Arthur's book titled When the Third Temple is Built. That's crosstheborder.org. When it comes to prophecy today, much of the evangelical Christian world has their eyes on Israel, waiting and watching to see when the Third Temple will begin to be built. The plans are drawn. The Jewish people are eager. Most evangelical Christians today believe that the rapture will happen before the Third Temple is built. Hi, I'm Michael Eugene. I was taught that Daniel's 70th week was in the future. Is that really what the Bible teaches? Have we searched the scriptures and found this to be true? Why is it so important for a re-established Israel to build a third temple in Jerusalem? Is it necessary to build a temple on the same location already occupied by the Dome of the Rock? Is it necessary for sacrifices to take place in the temple on Temple Mount? Is there really a rapture followed by 7 years of tribulation? What is the New Testament temple? Can we identify history and prophecy? Who is the first beast in Revelation chapter 13?